Syria's war and the battle against ISIS have been anything but simple for activists like Abdulaziz al-Hamza. When Syria's anti-government uprising began in 2011, al-Hamza was a college student. He started attending protests in his hometown of Raqqa, like this one. He recorded the protests on his phone and uploaded the videos online. That caught the government's attention, and al-Hamza was arrested and tortured. Then ISIS gained the upper hand in Raqqa. Al-Hamza remembers the first time he ran into an Islamic State recruiter.
A masked man with a Saudi accent entered my university. So he came to us and tried to convince us to join ISIS. He managed to convince one of my friends. Later that year, my friend was dead.
So al-Hamza and his friends took to Raqqa's streets again, this time risking their lives to shout, ISIS should leave. ISIS fighters came to al-Hamza's house looking for him in 2014, so he fled to Turkey. He's lived in exile ever since. Finally, this week, he could celebrate the news that ISIS was being forced out of its last strongholds.
Many witnesses have seen cars entering the last town, evacuating ISIS fighters. Like, finally, there is no ISIS in Syria.
Are ISIS fighters actually being allowed safe exits from these last strongholds?
Yes, they were able just to pass through. And right now, the question is, what's going to happen with those ISIS fighters who have been evacuated in Syria?
But if the ISIS fighters are allowed to go, won't they simply take ISIS somewhere else in Syria?
Of course. If you would look at the social media, at different platforms, you will find ISIS supporters using the crimes that have been committed by the United States, by other countries. They use photos and videos to recruit more people, to say, look, the entire world is trying to fight Islam. So I think they would figure out a way to come back again.
You've been an activist for democracy in Syria for a long time now. And you and so many others took to the streets in 2011 to really try to bring democracy to Syria and fight for political rights. Do you feel betrayed at all?
Yes, of course. Early when the protest started, when it was like a peaceful protest, the international community was just giving promises, promising Syrian people that they will be helped. For years, the Syrian regime was killing over 1 million Syrians. The international community did nothing. But when ISIS showed up, the international community came together. They started to attack ISIS, which I agree about. But at the same time, they forget about the Syrian regime.
Looking back, has it been worth it?
For me, yes, it's worth it because we were living in a country where we had no education. And right now, as Syrian people, I would meet many kids who are like 12, 13, 14. For me, they have more knowledge than any other kids that I have met because they've witnessed a war. So in other countries, they should have been seeing a therapist or whatever. But right now, I feel like our kids can be politicians right now. They can be teachers. They can
because they've learned a lot.
Yeah. So that was a good thing for us as people to know, to develop a huge amount of knowledge in a short time.
You're Syrian, but you left a number of years ago. You've lived in Turkey. You lived in Germany. You're now in New York. Do you feel like you have a home?
I feel like homeless sometimes. I feel like that I have to move all the time, change my location, change my number. But at the same time, I have a voice and I was able to deliver the message of many Syrian people to the international community. So again, many people, they haven't heard about Syria. So I feel so important for me at the same time being homeless with no home to deliver a message and educate people about what's going on in Syria and to hear from someone who's been there, who witnessed all those groups.
Abdulaziz al-Hamza is a Syrian. He's the founder of Raqqa is Being Slaughtered Silently, a group that exposes the atrocities committed by ISIS and others in Syria. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.